You from the lovely nation of the United States of America, specifically the state of Nebraska in the city of Lincoln. How you doing out there? How goes it around the world amidst a world steeped in confusion and with all their problems? Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for salvation. Thank God that you and I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, set free from all that would bind us, seek to hold us, to keep us separate from God's plan and purpose. To anything that would seek to keep us separate from being what God made us to be has been dealt with in Christ Jesus. And you know, we're grateful for that. That's part of the reason we're still here, is to make that known and to live. To live the abundant, overcoming life. Here, let me move this mic a little bit. Right there. Perfect. Yep. I forget sometimes. I've crossed the waters, crossed the oceans, and now you drive on the other side of the road. So, you got to make some adjustments. Life is full of adjustments, as life is full of change. But whatever we face, we just roll with it. We flow with it. So yeah, you know, there's always the need to keep your eyes on Christ. We have to constantly remind each and every one of us of that. Because, you know, unless you set your will and your heart upon things above, it's very, very easy to get wrapped up on things below. It's very, very easy to get wrapped up on that which is going on around you, that which is going on in the world around you, that which is going on with people. Because, you know, the world is always vying for your attention. And, you know, the reason, too, that the devil has created so many other things out there is because all he needs is just to get your attention with one of them, to get your eyes off of Christ, whatever it may be. So that's why, you know, whatever it may be that's necessary, whether it's wars and rumors of wars or conspiracies, or which actually, you know, they used to call people conspiracy theorists. In today's day and age, they're conspiracy realists, because obviously there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes, and those things are being brought to the light. The things that have been done in secret are being exposed in the open. That which was whispered in the secret chamber is being proclaimed from the rooftops. So things can't be hidden anymore. And you know, the fact that people that would be filling up the halls of power, and in most cases, in the majority of cases, they've bowed their knee to the devil, to the prince of the power of this world, and you know, and the devil is working through human agents, you know, that he's you know, granted power too because of their allegiance to him. So yeah, I mean, no surprise, surprise, that these guys are collaborating and coordinating together under demonic influence to do harm towards people. Of course. You know, and here's the other side of that too. Don't let your hearts be troubled by these things, for we already knew that these things would come to pass. Yeah, I mean, you should take heart, because you already know in the scriptures, Jesus 2,000 years ago told us about the times that we would be living in, told us about the day and the age that we would be living in. So if Jesus told us about this 2,000 years ago, why are you worried about it? You know, why are you stressed? Why are you perplexed? There's no need to be stressed, worried, perplexed, anxious about anything. But in all things, with prayer and supplication, make your requests known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your hearts as you rest in Christ Jesus, as you trust in His Word, as you look to Him, the author and the finisher of your faith. See, the world... of course the world is moving towards a particular agenda. And you know what? Guess what? So are we. You know, the children of God, we have an agenda. And, you know, actually, though, the thing for us is there's no conspiracy. It's been boldly proclaimed long time ago. 2,000 years ago, it was proclaimed, you know, what would happen in the day and age that we live in now. You know, and before that, even the vision of Daniel, God's been very open about what he was going to do to the world and the world system, to the Babylonian system, to that which tries to exalt itself against him, that which tries to destroy and does destroy people's lives. Babylon, mother of harlots, in you was found all the blood of the prophets. So it's a world system that's anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-truth, anti that which is real, anti that which God has made known. Tries to twist everything that God has designed, tries to twist the genome, tries to twist DNA, tries to pervert, corrupt the family, the homes, the household, marriage, your sexuality, your mind, your health. I mean, the onslaught is continuous, and you understand that, and it's good you understand that, because you need to know these things. So then it's no surprise. There's no surprise when you catch the devil in a lie. It's no surprise when you catch his henchmen doing evil things. Look, workers of Satan are going to be doing Satan's bidding, right? Just like the follower of Christ will be doing the will of God. I mean, we know scripturally, Jesus even said, I only do what I see the Father doing, right? And for us, we follow Christ. And so we do what we see Jesus doing. We're disciples of him. We're disciplined people. We follow the lead of Christ Jesus. We do that which he has put in place for us to do. So the byproduct of that is that in Christ Jesus, we have victory. In Christ Jesus, we have an overcoming faith. We're able to overcome the world because the greater power lives and works and resides in us. See, that's the thing. Ultimately, you got to always remember that. Greater is he that lives in you than he that's in the world. The only reason why the children of God have not been destroyed, have not been wiped off the face of the earth, is because the power of the one that we serve is greater than the one in the world. The world and what the world has to offer is limited. Even the devil, he can only take that which God has put and twist that and turn that. He has zero ability to make anything in and of himself. The devil in and of himself is impotent. No power in and of himself to create. He has to take what God has made and twist it. So he has to twist that whichever he can get his hands on. So he has to corrupt the genome. He has to corrupt mankind. He has to corrupt that which God already has. Because he himself can't make anything. You know, I mean, you realize his limitations in just that. You know, I mean, he can't actually go and he can't create a universe. He can't create matter. He can give people illusions of certain things, but he has zero ability to create because there's no creative inside of him. He can twist, he can turn, but he can't. It is God that says, let there be light, and there is light. It is God that says, let there be an expanse between the heavens and the heaven and the earth and the skies and, you know, the water below. It's God that speaks and things come into being. So always realize that you are fighting against a limited enemy. Now, that being the case, you need to understand how your enemy works. Because if you understand how your enemy works, then you also know how to combat him with the weapons of your warfare. See, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty in Christ Jesus, and they're there for the pulling down of strongholds. See, we can destroy all the strongholds of the devil. God has given you that power. God has given me that power. In Jesus' name, we can tear down the things and the way that the enemy works. But you also have to understand that the enemy has methods that he uses. Now, okay, let's give some practical stuff here. All right, for example, you know, the enemy will attack your mind. You know, he will attack your mind with false doctrines, false teachings, deceiving, lying signs and wonders. excuse me. He'll attack your mind with counterfeit miracles. He'll attack your just by sheer numbers, sheer number of voices that will be coming against you. So those are things that the enemy does. You know, he'll try to do that to you in order to get you off of the truth of the word, to get you off of the reality of what God actually said and who you are in Him. Because if the enemy can get your thinking twisted, if he can get your head, you know, I remember when I used to wrestle, there was something that my coach used to tell me. I used to do that Olympic style wrestling, you know, back when I was in junior high, and my coach used to say, he said, "Where the head goes, the body will follow." And it's true, you know. I mean, and wrestling is very true. You know, if you can control a person's head, you can control where that person's body ends up. But same thing with life. You know, if somebody can control your head, the body's going to follow. So the enemy works on that. So when you understand that this is the battle, then you also understand the importance of certain things. Like you understand the importance of staying in the Word. You understand the importance of reading the Word, of praying. You understand the importance of setting your heart on things above, where moth and store up your treasures in heaven, where moth and rust don't destroy and thieves don't break in and steal. So when you start understanding these pieces of it, then you start understanding how to then combat the attacks of the enemy. All right, here's another one. You know, the enemy many times will try to access a person through their past, their history. So one thing that you got to do, and you know, we talked about this on an earlier audio, was the need to close the open doors that are there from the life that you once had before. You know, everybody, when everybody gets saved, when you come to Christ, with whatever situation that you've come from, whatever background you've had, that's where you came from. And you know what? God receives you and loves you just as you are. So that being the case, the power of God is there to break every stronghold, to break every yoke, and to destroy anything that keeps you from being what God intends you to be. So you've been given that power. God has given you that power in His Holy Spirit. And part of what that power can do is seal up every place where there may be any type of open door for the enemy to try to access your life. And the enemy will access people's lives through different things. So if people were engaged in witchcraft before, the enemy will try to access a person's life through that those open occultic doors from before. And if you will close those doors in Jesus' name, if you'll close those doors through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the blood of Jesus, if you close those doors and you seal them up and you renounce any connection to that, and in Jesus' name you break whatever connection was there before, the devil can't come back in. Now the key with that too is once you've broken those connections, then what you've got to do is you've got to now fill that place that was once there with the things of God, with the Spirit of God, with that which God puts, the Word. You got to fill your life with that which is of God, and seal that up so that you don't have open places for the enemy. Okay, so open doors can sometimes be a way that the enemy will access people's life. And you know, one thing that's necessary is by the power of the Holy Spirit to close those doors and those places, those access points where the enemy might have tried to come in from before. You know, see, part of what the power of the Holy Spirit does when He comes into our life is He gives us the power to put to death and to destroy every work of the devil. For this reason, Christ Jesus was manifest, to destroy the works of the devil. So we know that God gives us that power to destroy the works of the devil and to put to death anything in our life that keeps us from being what God intended and made us to be. So that is part of the blessing of God in our lives. That is part of our inheritance, is to be set free, to become that royal priesthood, to be able to go from glory to glory and from strength to strength. You know, a lot of times what happens is people, maybe they come into the body of Christ, but they come in and they live limping lives, when they could always have a stronger and a better experience in this life. You know, I go back a lot of times to that scripture where Jesus said, he said that for this reason, for this reason the Son of God was manifest, to destroy the works of the devil. And also, along those same lines, he said that I came that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. So Jesus, the part of the abundant life is parallel to the destruction of the works of the devil. Because the devil comes to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. So that's what he does. So if you destroy the works of the devil, you destroy that which is robbing, stealing, and killing you. So you got to also see, how does the devil work? Because then when you understand his strategies, then you also know how to defeat them. You know how to overcome them. For example, Mark chapter 8, where it discusses there, you know, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world yet lose his soul, right? So, you know, I mean, what can man give in exchange for his soul? So we know that God's already put that out there. So, and what does the world tell people? It says, go for it, gain the whole world. But what's the byproduct of it? Is so often when people put themselves into that, they find out afterwards that they pursued the wrong thing. You know, what can a man give in exchange for his soul? You know, people lose. You know, any man that would try to save his life in this world will lose it. But anyone that loses his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall find it. So Jesus said the way that you find life, and ultimately abundant life, the way that you find life is by losing it for him, for the kingdom, for the gospel, for Jesus, for putting yourself at the foot of the cross and the lordship of Christ. That is the place where you actually find life. The place where you lose your life, ironically, is when you listen to the lie of the devil and you try to save your life. See, isn't that incredible that the devil would say, hey, I want you to save your life. And you need to save your life. You need to take care of yourself. You need to do this. You need to do that. And in that whole process of getting people to go down that path, people actually end up losing their lives. They try to save their lives in this world and they lose them. The way that you will experience the abundant life that God has for you is by losing your life for the King of Kings, losing your life for the gospel, losing your life for the truth. You know, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So if you lose your life for him, you're ultimately losing your life for the truth. You know, part of what truth is just coming into the light. You know, I mean, in John chapter 3, it says, now this is the verdict, that light came into the world, but men chose the darkness. They went towards the darkness. They wanted the darkness. Why? Because their deeds were evil. They didn't want the light because they didn't want what it entailed to be in the light. When you're in the light, you're in the truth. When you're in the light, you're in the reality of what things really are. You see yourself in the light. And most people have a really hard time, actually everybody would, if you actually see yourself for who you really are apart from God, it's tough, because you get a really healthy dose of who you are apart from Him. And that's a shocking thing. You know, you realize that you are undone. Apart from Him, you can do nothing. Apart from Him, your best works are like filthy rags. Apart from Him, you're part of the problem. Not the solution. You're part of the problem when you're apart from Him. And you realize that. A lot of people don't want to see that reality. They don't want to be in the light. So they choose the darkness. And they choose to stay in the darkness. Because their deeds are evil. And the long-term byproduct of that is that they are cut off. You know, you can't go the way of the world and not expect to end up where the world ends up. You know, the world and the world system is slated for destruction. God's already spoken it. So all of that is there that is part of its prophetic destiny. The world and the world system will be destroyed. God will, as far as the world goes, the actual earth, you know, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So in the end, after everything's said and done, this is His planet, His bat, His ball. He's going to do with it as He wishes. And those that would seek to plunder the earth and destroy the earth are those that are destroying God's inheritance, are destroying that which belongs to Him. It doesn't belong to you. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to Him. We are just stewards here passing through. So for those that are wise, they learn to take care of that which God has put in their care. You be good to your surroundings. Be good to the earth. Be good to that. To, you know, have good stewardship over everything that God has allowed to be in and around your path. You know, bless people. Bless lives. Bless those that are around you. Bless everyone wherever and whenever possible. Seek to be a blessing. Allow the Spirit of God to flow through you and bless others. So, you know, God has set us free. And once you understand the ways that the enemy works, you also then know how to overcome those. So it is necessary that you understand some of those strategies that are there, because then you also understand the tools that God has given you, the weapons of your warfare, to overcome those things. So just encouraging you guys this day to continue in the things of the Lord, continue in the freedom for which God has set you free. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and God's going to take care of the rest. All these things, everything else that's necessary, will be added unto you. So, with that, just want to say God bless you guys. We love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can say hi to us there. You can also reach us through our Facebook page. Just search for Faith Mix. One word, you will find us there. So, hey, we love you guys. Keep on keeping on. Drop us a mail, say hi. Love to hear from you. All right, talk to you soon. Bye.